All right, let's run through the next round of the NRL. David Middleton, good morning, champion.
G'day, Slats. G'day, TK.
Big weekend, and we'll start, mate, with the Bulldogs taking on the Rabbitohs. You got the Bulldogs 240. South's a favourite. It's $1.60.
Yeah, grand final rematch. It's 6 months since they met in that decider, and South Sydney won that one 30-6. South have won four of their last five against the Dogs, and they've also won their last five at ANZ Stadium. But have a look at the lineups, and you see a lot of change in the Rabbitohs side. Mm. More than half of their squad are missing from the grand final. I think some of the players that have come in are better than what they've lost. You know, yeah. Glenn Stewart and Isaac Luke and a couple of others. But I don't know if they're as strong as they were when they won that decider. And I think Canterbury are a stronger side with Brett Morris back at fullback, Josh Reynolds back into the lineup as well. Tim Laffey didn't play last week.
Laffey's back.
And I think they're stronger out wide as well with a big body there. And Curtis Rayner is the leading try scorer after four rounds. I'm going to tip the Dogs to win that one. They're great value.
The upset there at $2.40 up against the Rabbitohs. What sort of crap? I mean, it deserves. Yeah, 60,000. What sort of crowd do you think they
will get? Well, the last couple of years in this game, they got 51,000 2 years ago and 40-odd last year. Mm. So, you know, with the Easter show, they're hopeful of getting 40-plus.
Yeah, 40-plus. Deserves 40-plus, doesn't it? Gold Coast up against Brisbane. That's the other match on Good Friday. It's the late game. $2.65, the Gold Coast. Brisbane, $1.50.
Yeah, I think the Titans, not without a chance here. Their last three or four games at home have been very narrow results. They got a one-point win over Canterbury last round last year, and that three of their last four games have been very narrow losses, so they're a chance. But I think the Broncos are going too well at the moment, going for four wins on the trot. The Titans' record at home is awful. They've only won one of their last 11 at Seabus, so I think the Broncos should win.
A good game for Albury this weekend. Manly taking on Canberra, $1.50 favourites Manly, $2.65 Canberra.
Yeah, it's the first time the NRL have taken a game to Albury. It'll be interesting to see what sort of turnout they get there on the Victorian border.
It's an Aussie rules town.
It certainly is.
There's no doubt. I've spent time in Albury. It's an Aussie rules town, but good luck to them.
It's an attempt to try and spread some of the message down that part of the world. Manly, you've got a very good record against Canberra. Look, they've got a big injury toll and they're away from Brookvale, which are two negatives against Manly. But I think they'll be strong enough with the class players that they have to take care of a Canberra side that's been awfully disappointing.
Mm. I've got to say, they've shocked me so far this year. The Newcastle Knights, currently undefeated Middo, up against the Dragons, who are coming off a couple of wins. $1.40, the Newcastle Knights, at home against the Dragons at $3.10.
Yeah, it's an interesting one because the Dragons have got a phenomenal record at Newcastle. Now, going into last year's game up there, they had won their last nine straight against the Knights in the Hunter. But last year, Newcastle won that game 40-10, so the history didn't matter last year. And I tend to think it probably won't matter this time. The Knights are on a run at Hunter Stadium, seven straight wins. I think they'll win again.
All right, mate. And this is the Sunday game. Sydney Roosters, $1.16. Cronulla Sharks, $5.50.
Biggest danger for the Roosters is that no one will be tipping Cronulla outside the Shire, you would expect. And it's the problem that struck them last year. They got to a lead of 24-0 and were run down. And it was had to be complacency. There's no other thing for it. Yes. You know, a mental attitude. Everyone expects them to win. I'm tipping them. You can't do anything but tip them to win. They've got a good record against the Sharks overall. Yeah. Anything can happen.
These are traditionally fantastic contests between the Battle of the West in so many ways, Parramatta up against the West Tigers. Now, at tab.com.au, $1.80, the Eels are the narrow favourites over the West Tigers, $2.05. They got beaten by a point last week. Para upset the champions in South Sydney, but they've got injury concerns. That was a massive win last week.
It was, but you cast your mind back 12 months to when these teams played on Easter Monday last year. It was a huge surprise to see the turnout that this game got. That was over 51,000 people at ANZ Stadium. So, you know, without too much else.
They're popular clubs.
Yeah, without too much competition for sport in Sydney on an Easter Monday, and given good weather again, they should get a very big crowd. The Tigers have a good record against the Eels. They've won five of their last six. Parramatta have an awful record at ANZ. They've won one of their last 17 games there. But I'm going to go for Parramatta to bust that trend and win that game on Monday.
Okay, mate, the Storm a favourite, $1.40 favourite, Warriors $3.10.
Yeah, it's a tough one for the Storm because the Warriors cause them more problems than any other team. And the Warriors have actually won at Amy Park three out of five. They're a tough team to beat for Melbourne. They get a lot of support in Melbourne, but I'll go with the Storm, even though they're backing up after that narrow loss to the Cowboys.
All right, the Panthers, $1.55, are pretty short against the North Queensland Cowboys, $2.50, and the Cowboys, that dramatic victory last Monday night.
Yeah, they shook the monkey off their back, didn't they, the Cowboys? And, well, maybe that's going to kickstart them. You know, it was a narrow thing, but it was all Jonathan Thurston. You know, the confidence of that team revolves so much around how he's playing. And when you notice when he's kicking for goal, if he's confident kicking for goal and striking the ball well, then the rest of his game flows. I think if he's confident, the Cowboys are confident, I think they can beat Penrith up there and get on a bit of a run.
Yep. Well, Segui Arrow's back for the Panthers, which is important because he had that bad mouth.
The Panthers are hard to beat at home, but it is a Monday night. They only got him by 1 point last year. I think the Cowboys can come to Sydney and
win. All right, so you're tipping the upset there. $2.50. That's good value.
Yeah, upset in game one and game eight.
Good on you, Middo. Have a great weekend, mate.
Happy Easter, boys.
Yeah, same with you.
Happy Easter. Boys have organised chocolates for everybody. Little Easter bunnies, haven't you? Oh, no, you haven't. Right. Okay. Bye.
Maybe next year.
Disappointed.